Lecture 12, The Paleo Indians and Afterward.
In the last lecture, I described some of the scenarios for the first settlement of the Americas and pointed out that this was a subject about which still we know very little and which is still extremely controversial. We ended with a brief mention of the extinction of the Ice Age megafauna some 13,000 years ago. Now I want to look at what happened once that megafauna became extinct. First, I'm going to contrast the theories surrounding the extinction of Ice Age big game around that period of 13,000 years ago. Then I'm going to go to the plains of North America and describe the bison hunting societies which succeeded Clovis and the various hunting methods which they used. I should point out that in this course I really am going to concentrate more on North America, which I'm assuming is the primary interest in terms of American archaeology for the audience of this course. As far as early cultures are concerned, we'll range more widely later. From the plains, I'm going to move to the eastern woodlands, to this region here, to survey some of the hunter-gatherer societies which flourished in eastern North America, where some of the highest population densities were in food-rich river valleys, estuaries, and lake regions. Then we'll move to the west and look at Paleo-Indians and their archaic successors, how they adapted to increasingly dry conditions with cultures that endured for thousands of years with little change. At the same time also, people began living on the Pacific coast from the earliest times. And then finally, we'll discuss some of the increasingly elaborate spiritual beliefs which developed among Native American societies, reflected in rock art, burial customs, and ceremonial artifacts. We're going to cover a lot of ground here rather superficially, but this is inevitable given the time constraints of this course. Our time frame here is from about 13,000 years ago up to relatively modern times. The extinction of the Ice Age big game, which thrived in the Americas until about 13,000 years ago, is thought by many experts to have been a turning point in Native American history. Or was it? The controversies over extinction have raged for over half a century. In the 1960s, archaeologist Paul Martin of the University of Arizona theorized that the first Americans were super predators who exploded into an uninhabited continent teeming with big game. He argued that the new human population expanded rapidly and promptly decimated the megafauna, hunting it into extinction. Like all theories which stake out somewhat extreme positions, Martin's Blitzkrieg hypothesis, as it's sometimes being called, sparked vigorous controversy. Many scientists disagreed with Martin. They argued that global warming and increased aridity caused dozens of large animal species to become extinct, not only in the Americas, but elsewhere in Europe and Asia. The woolly mammoth, the woolly rhinoceros, for example, to name two examples from Eurasia and Europe. Thus, the extinction of big game was a matter of global warming. Most contemporary thinking is somewhere between these two extremes. Many archaeologists believe that humans had a limited role in extinction. They preyed systematically on mammoth, mastodon, and other slow-breeding animals, they say. And by killing them, they may have accelerated the extinction of large mammal populations already under stress from climatic change. We simply do not know.